Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
If you haven't had enough of the elections, there's page after page after page in the papers. They've made the decision, some of them, to print all the winners in the count centres around the country. But of course, the minute you print them, they're out of date because more people get elected. But there's an awful lot of coverage, obviously, in the papers of the election. There are other stories too, because life goes on, and we'll come to those in a minute. Just reading the papers, I mean, it's all talk now about a general election. And I know political nerds get very excited about this, but there's the other part that goes, can you just give us a minute until we finish counting this election first before we talk about the next one? So the Irish Times says pressure for autumn election after strong coalition showing. A better than expected performance for the government parties in the local elections has led to pressure on Taoiseach Simon Harris to call an early general election. Of course, officially, publicly, he's saying he wants to see it through to the end. But very senior figures in Fine Gael are urging him to go for an early election, and he'll certainly be listening to them. It's also the main story in the front of the Irish Examiner. Harris urged to call early election. He's coming under renewed pressure, according to that paper, to call an early election after the government vote held strong at both local and European level. Mary Lou MacDonald saying there's a job to do. Plenty about Sinn Féin in the papers. I'll come to that in a second. Just the other headline, the main story on the front of the Irish Independent. Harris resists push for general election. And as I say, certainly publicly, he's resisting this push for a general election. Taoiseach Simon Harris insists he will not be bounced into a general election on the back of strong performances by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in the locals. But there's growing expectation among TDs of an early general election. Mary Lou MacDonald saying an election should be held as soon as possible. Just listening to and seeing WhatsApp messages, it would seem like they want an election. This is Fine Gael anyway, wants an election in October. Do an early budget, maybe September, obviously do a bit of light campaigning over the summer, and then go from the Dáil for the budget off to the park and call a general election. Although you would wonder, would Fianna Fáil take the credit for that, given it's Minister Michael McGrath? So watch this space. I heard Ivan Yates here on News Talk over the weekend. He was saying he was texting a senior member of government asking them about a 15th of November election, and they wrote back to him 15th of July. So we never know what will happen. Mary Lou MacDonald, as I say, on a number of other front pages. So the Irish Daily Mirror says Mary loses. The Irish Daily Star says a kick in the shins. And then the Irish Daily Mail says agonising 72-hour wait for Sinn Féin, because that party is waiting to learn the results of the European election, which could spell further disaster for the party and increase pressure on Mary Lou MacDonald to step down. Fears are growing within the party that if its 11% return in the local election vote so far is then replicated in the European elections, Sinn Féin will finish up with one seat in Europe or even none. Interesting listening to Mary Lou MacDonald over the weekend, blaming the reason for the poor showing on people thinking that she was in government, or people blaming her and her party for government mistakes, which I don't know if anyone went to the ballot box and sort of thought Sinn Féin are in government or not. That's certainly what the party is saying. And Eoin O'Brien on News Talk over the weekend, who's a very senior Sinn Féin member, saying that the Sinn Féin vote didn't come out either. So I don't know. Lots of investigations in all the political parties over the election results. On to other news then. The Irish Sun is the only paper that doesn't lead with the election on its front page. It does have it on the front page. The headline, "Votes have gone away, you know," is the headline. But the main story is that the Kinahans now live in Iran. The Kinahans have fled their Dubai haven to avoid a $15 million bounty on their heads. And the Sun says we can reveal their likely hold up in Iran. America's DEA last year announced a reward of $5 million each for Christie Sr., Daniel and Christie Jr., and we believe they've done a runner to Iran, is what a source told The Sun, and they say that the Kinahans haven't been seen for months in Dubai, where they were hiding out. So there are very few places in the world people like the Kinahans can go to. It's like Iran, maybe Afghanistan. There was talk at one stage that they could be in Libya as well, so your choices are pretty limited. Inside the Irish Times, the vast majority of respondents to a new survey say it's not affordable to buy an average family home in Connemara in Galway, which for some people would be their absolute dream. 97% of people who replied to a survey by Connemara Chamber said it's not affordable to live in Connemara, while 89% said the state isn't doing enough to facilitate or provide long-term housing in the area. And what they're saying is that the system is geared towards wealthy outsiders who want holiday homes in Connemara. Locals are struggling to rent property, let alone buy or build. And if you have a holiday home, I mean, sometimes people have second homes in the country and they only go once or twice a year. So the area becomes kind of very, very quiet, especially during the winter months. If you want to do the Olympics, well, we have tips in the Irish Independent today. Being self-centred, ruthless and manipulative may help elite athletes achieve glory. Ahead of the Olympic Games, researchers have found the characteristics that might be considered malevolent in social settings, but could be important in performance sport. And apparently these attributes are not all good and could be negatively affecting relationships with coaches. I mean, you definitely have to be selfish if you're an athlete, and you also have to abandon the rest of your life to focus on it. So it's understandable how you would be self-centred, ruthless and manipulative if you want to succeed in sport. So there's a tip if you're doing the Olympics. Taylor Swift is doing, where is she, in Liverpool now? Well, in the Mirror, Chris Packham, who's the well-known Springwatch presenter, has called on Taylor Swift's fans to carry banners in protest at her extravagant use of private jets. She's been accused of using more than 1,000 times the fuel consumption of the average person as she circumnavigates the world in her private jet. And now Chris Packham says Taylor Swift had failed to admit her mistakes and clean up her act. So he wants the fans to go with banners, particularly young people. Wouldn't it be great if all those 16-year-olds turned up to the concert and said, drop your private jets? I have to say, I wasn't aware of Chris Packham until I saw him on a Celebrity Gogglebox recently. Quite an annoying figure, but a lot of people like him, and he'll annoy some Taylor Swift fans with those comments. If you're in the market for a new house, well, there's one in LA you might be interested in buying. The Mail says 4 months after Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were gushing about their love for each other, they've intensified rumours that they're getting divorced by putting their Beverly Hills mansion up for sale. So if you'd like to live in Beverly Hills, the house is going for $65 million. Apparently they need 17 bedrooms. And if you want to view it, well, 2 weeks ago, viewing started. Apparently there's big interest in it. And also there will be a new tax as well. So you're going to have to pay a bomb in tax if you buy that property. But $65 million if you'd like to buy that. And finally, from the Star, there's a new book out. If you want to practice Irish with your pets, Teach Your Cat Irish is the name of the book, and it contains over 60 simple phrases that you can teach your cat. If you want to say, example, praise your cat, say Anua, and if they're up to mischief, you are supposed to say Caird a Thought to a Yenov as well. So it's a new book written by Anne Cakebread, who came up with the idea when she wanted to speak to her new dog in Irish. You can read more about that in the Star. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.